This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Music festival season has arrived, and one of the largest events in our region, Wakarusa, is set to kick off next week on Mulberry Mountain near Ozark. In addition to seeing national acts like the Flaming Lips and Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, festival goers will also have the opportunity to see local acts like the Mountain Home-based band Coyote Union. Last week, Jeffrey Watts, Wes Dorothy, Jordan Finley, Joel Hudson, and Mark Bertel stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During their visit, Jordan explained how the band formed in September of 2012.
I was performing with a friend at the county fair in 2012, and I ran into an old friend at the time. It was Mark. And, we kind of just shot the breeze for a little bit and, talked about how things were going. And then a few days later, he actually decided to call me, and I picked up, and I was really excited to hear from him. And then he said, "Hey, man, me and a buddy are thinking about trying to start playing music again, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in playing a little bass and singing for us." And so I was ecstatic, and, that's kind of how it all started.
And I know there's been a little bit of turnover with who's been in the band and who's in it now. And why do you decide to keep going? Because sometimes I know, someone leaving or moving, kind of that's the end of the band. So why did you guys decide after all of that to continue, press onward?
I think we decided to, it's really like our passion to do what we do. And it was weird, we'd have people in the band, and they're great friends of ours, but some, either it didn't fit for them or it didn't quite fit for us. And then now it feels finally, comfortable. We're settled with our members, and, and it was hard to see the future when you had so many people switching in and out of the group and trying to get people at practice. And but I think just the passion for what we do really was keeping us driving, and the people, connecting with that many people on that level is really something special.
Okay, and today we have Coyote Union, five of you. How did you come up with that name?
From the stories I've gathered, it's kind of a loose-based name that came out. Something to do where we live at in Arkansas, you can hear pretty much anywhere you live. If you live within proximity of the forest, you can hear the coyotes howling at night. And from what I understand, Mark and a couple of his friends decided to get together and they decided on the name Coyote Union because that was kind of relevant to our area and just kind of a cool name. So kind of stuck with that.
I was reading on your website that you've sort of played in some unique places. I saw something about a bowling alley and something about a barn. Can you guys tell me a little bit about that? I mean, that's pretty different.
Well, our singer here, his dad owns a bowling alley in Mountain Home that was closed down. And so we kind of took that under our wing and converted it into a practice space. And then we thought, why not have a show there? So we fixed the place up a little bit and, put up a PA and had at it, and it actually worked out really well.
So you essentially turned it into a music hall?
Pretty much, yeah.
So no bowling anymore?
No.
VIP.
A few lines were.
It was like, this is really old bowling alley. It's like built in the 70s, and there's like one lane that worked. So whenever we'd kind of be in a spot where we were like, yeah, let's take a break from practice, we'd just bowl and hang out, and then just get back to it. So it was really kind of a neat area, but yeah.
Have you guys had any official shows there?
I guess, yeah. New Year's, we played one that we actually sold tickets for. So I guess you could consider that an official show.
Sure. Well, it's kind of nice to have your own, venue that you don't have to ask to book it. Well, where are some of the other places you guys have gotten to play? Because I know you've played around.
We actually went on a spring break tour and went as far west as Colorado. Went to Missouri. We've played in... played Gulfport Music Festival last weekend, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
just really all over the...
Yeah, really all over just the Midwest.
Well, being a somewhat new band, 2 years or so, not quite 2 years, do you find it difficult to get some of those gigs? I mean, playing in the Midwest, that's pretty great. You've already expanded beyond the state.
Yeah, me and a really good friend of mine, we book the shows together, and it is... a little bit difficult to go into new markets just blind with an online EPK. You know, like you just send an email, you like blast emails, and you hope for every 10 emails in one city, you get one response, you know. And it's really cool because it's like they want to book us off our music and like what they see online. They've never seen us play. And then it's a challenge, but it's worth it. Like in July, we're going all through the South and down into Florida, you know, and back up. And, you know, and then, you know, in October, we're going to Europe and Germany and the Netherlands. So, I mean, it was a slow and steady thing, and it's a lot of work, but it really pays off.
And you have two EPs under your belt, and you're working on a new album?
Yes, we have our Teardrop River music video that was shot. How long ago was that shot?
I think 3 months.
About 3 months ago. And it's a pretty cool video that kind of shows our sound in a good. And then we have Time Only Knows. We don't have currently a video for that, but yes, we are working on a new album. It should be done potentially early by next year. We're working as hard as we can to get it done, so we're excited to have that done to share our music with as many people as possible.
Well, can you kind of give me a preview? What are some of the songs that you guys kind of have worked out that could potentially end up on the album?
Yeah.
What are they about? What can you tell me about them?
I think one reoccurring theme that we kind of all almost have trouble with not writing about is kind of the coming to a man, growing up, moving on kind of idea. There's one song called Running Home, and, you know, contrary to what the title may seem like, it's actually about, you know, moving on past being stationed at home for your whole life and then moving on to traveling and doing things and just, you know, chasing your dreams, really. So
yeah, like our home's that white Chevy out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to be playing at Wakarusa. How did that come about?
We hooked up with a very nice woman. Her name was Sheree Miller, and she saw our EPK video, and she's awesome. She put us on the map with some people, and we got asked to perform by Pipeline Productions, who puts it on, and we were just ecstatic. We had played Harvest, you know, last October, and we were just kind of waiting, like, oh man, you know, maybe we'll get the offer to play.
We're open and praying.
Yeah. And it came along, and like we were freaking out, and I mean it took a group effort past the five of us that is countless, and I wish I could, you know, thank everybody, but it all fell into place, you know. I think a stroke of luck and you know, some hard work was the reason it happened on a lot of people's end.
Well, you guys have played at Harvest Festival, which is at the same location, Mulberry Mountain, as Wakarusa, but you seem pretty excited about Wakarusa. How does that compare to Harvest Festival? Why do you seem more excited about that one?
Man, I think that Harvest is great. I loved it. I think Wakarusa, is five times bigger?
Yeah, it's the quantity of people that show up is quite a bit larger than Harvest from what I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, just to be potentially playing your music in front of more people is always awesome. Like at Gulfport, we had, you know, 150, 200 people watching us. But, you know, Jordan's dad was telling us, he's like, man, people over in the playground and, like, the people on the main stage were, like, singing along to one of our songs. Like, they weren't right there, but they were able to hear our music, which is just really neat.
And as well as the quantity of people, I think the amount of musical heroes I know that are going to be at Wakarusa is pretty exciting as well.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you excited to see?
I'm pretty excited to see Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely one of my favorites. And
Andy Frasco.
Yeah, Andy Frasco. And then Jeff was talking about
John Butler Trio.
Yeah.
Big fan of a lot of their works. So that'll be quite an exciting experience getting to watch them play.
I know a good part of performing at a music festival is being able to get up in front of lots of people who maybe aren't familiar with your music. For some of our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you yet, how would you describe your sound?
It's a bit hard to pin down for some reason. We got kind of the attitude of a rock and roll band. We got the energy, you know, but then We also have kind of the Americana stuff mixed in a little bit with the violin and mandolin and things like that. So it's kind of like a marriage between the two. And so, yeah, very energetic folk rock, I think, would be somewhat fitting.
Okay. You guys brought your instruments with you, so would you like to play something for us?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey there, we are Coyote Union here at KUAF doing an acoustic session. Usually we're full band, and you can catch us at Wakarusa playing full band this June. And we're really excited to be here with KUAF doing our deal, but this one is called Teardrop River, and you can find it on YouTube. And Mark, I'm going to let you start this one off with us. Here we go.
Woo-hoo!
Here we go.
Thank you all so much.
That was Jeffrey Watts, Wes Dorothy, Jordan Finley, Joel Hudson, and Mark Bertel from the band Coyote Union inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The group is scheduled to perform at 3 p.m. Sunday, June 8th on the Backwoods stage at Wakarusa Music Festival. More information is available at coyoteunion.com. During their visit, the band played two more songs. You can listen to the first one right now at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. We'll play the second one during Weekend Ozarks at Large, which airs Sunday morning at 9 here on KUAF.